Go ahead and start the recording. Just let me know when to start. Wonderful. This is our June 14th, our very first mentorship session. Thank you all for being here. And let's just take a minute. I'm going to open the space before we start chatting and shamanic journeying and all that good stuff. So take a moment and just close your eyes if you're able to. If you're somewhere where you are quiet and undisturbed and can close your eyes and breathe into your belly. Just remembering to breathe deeply into your belly, but gently ground your energy. Invoking the pillars of this temple, archangels Michael, Ariel, Gabriel, Raphael, Uriel in the center, Sandalphon above, Metatron below. Activating this temple grid space so that we are in medicine world. Everything is welcome in this space as pure love and pure medicine. So as you have your eyes closed and you're breathing into your belly and you're grounding your energy, I'm going to ask my support team in the realms to energetically link in with you where you are. My Mesa and sacred space is going to activate the energetic grid to link in with your sacred space where you are right now so that we are in one sacred space together. Breathing into your bellies, and whatever it means to you, I want you to activate your energetic grid within your body temple. Even if you're not sure what I mean by that, just activate the grid within your body, the energetic grid, and breathe into your belly. Good. Very good. Invoking the tree tribe to support and assist in grounding. Invoking our ancestors for their support. Gracias, Apukuna, Nustakuna. Las plantas, los árboles, las flores. Invoking our plant teachers, gracias la madre ayahuasca, gracias chacruna, gracias tobaquito y mapacho, gracias cingado, gracias cacao, gracias huachuma San Pedro, gracias las flores, the flower family, our herb teachers, our tree tribe. Thank you to the green tribe that supports us. Invoking the support of the animal kingdom and your personal totems and guides, the winged ones, the four-leggeds, the insect and reptile kingdoms, and the beings that live in the waters. Gracias, Pachamama, the earth, Mama Kia, the moon, Mama Cocha, the ocean, Wayata Kocha, great spirit. And Wayata, the wind. Inti Taita, father, son. And Kuichi, the ether and the rainbow. Arco Iris. Thank you to the star beings and the celestial realms, the archangels, our star tribes, invoking the Munari to support and assist in psychic and energetic surgeries, invoking the Pleiadians, and all others in the celestial realms who would like to assist us at this time. And I invite in your teachers, your guides, your teams in the realms that are walking with you all the time. They are welcome in this medicine world. Anything that is pure love and pure medicine is welcome in this space. So in your sacred imagination, visualize your guides and your teachers circled up around you right where you are right now. And if you're not sure who you're working with, that's okay. You'll learn throughout this process. You're welcome to invite in and feel them in your sacred imagination. See them circled up around with you right now as we embark on this journey together. And remember to breathe into your belly. And we give thanks for all of the beautiful, luminous support that is with us at this time. I ask that we will each be receptive, open, willing. And I set the intention to hold space for your intentions on this journey. I ask to be a channel, a hollow bone, a hollow reed, asking spirit to flow forth and speak through me, not of me, simply through me. May we listen, may we receive with grace and ease. Setting the intention for your sacred remembering, for your personal transformation, for your awareness, your understanding. So breathe into your bellies, reconnect with your guides that are circled with you, and just take a moment and share with them. You can say it out loud because nobody on the call can hear you, or you can simply keep them in your heart, but share with your guides your intentions for tonight, and also if you have any for this mentorship process. And if you're not even sure what your intentions are, just simply ask them to support you in getting clarity around your intentions. Remember to breathe into your belly. And when you're ready, you can gently open your eyes and make your way reconnected with this virtual ceremony while also remembering that your guides are circled up with you, and stay connected with them. So as you're grounding back into your body here in this physical space, I want to take a few minutes and talk about this mentorship and how I've envisioned it to see if it resonates for each of you, because I am flexible to a certain extent with shifting it because I want it to be focused on you and I want it to be interactive. I want you to ask questions. I want you to let me know what you want to work with in each session so that it can be similar to when I'm in a private session, except that we're here as a group. So it will be more like when I'm in ceremony with a group. And those of you who've sat with me before and have seen me bring individuals into the center of the ceremony space and do individual work with them, then you've seen how that works. When someone's in the center of the ceremony space and they're receiving healing and guidance and clarity, everyone circled up around them is also receiving that, even though you're not in the center of the ceremony physically. So that's how I envision this working to a certain extent. If there's something that you want support with, that you feel comfortable at least sharing the essence of it with us, if you want some support with some cord clearing or some clearing of karma or connecting with your guides or whatever it is, I work with you individually in this session, and everyone else on the session is also receiving that support. And that's a powerful way to learn together, because people will ask questions that you might not have thought of. People will bring intentions to the space that you didn't even realize were on your heart. And then you end up receiving a healing or an activation or information and guidance that can then help you move forward as well. There's also a lot of power in witnessing others and being witnessed. So this isn't about asking about something embarrassing and feeling embarrassed or intimidated. It's not like that at all. I don't want you to do anything that doesn't feel comfortable for you to a certain extent. I want you to push yourself out of your comfort zone, but I don't want you to feel humiliated or embarrassed or to, you know, if it's something that's so private that it doesn't feel good sharing with a group, then contact me for a private session. But if there's, you know, some general things going on or even some personal things that you know everybody else can relate to, or maybe you don't know they can relate to it, but you'll find out very quickly that they all do, then let's work on that together. My experience in the ceremonies is that when I work with one person in the center of the space, it's a powerful healing for everyone else. And your power is in your vulnerability. And that's really something that we'll get to explore in this space. And I know it can be a little strange that it's virtual instead of being here physically in person. Sometimes it's more comfortable to be in person. But there's also a comfort level of being in your own personal space and not having to drive home afterwards. And so you can really relax and receive and do all sorts of good work and not have to drive home after the fact. And that's nice, because sometimes people aren't very grounded when they leave the ceremonies that I offer. So it's nice to know that you're not having to drive home after this. One of the things I want to touch on briefly is commitment. I continue to receive lots of emails from people. That's part of the reason it's only $47. It's because I didn't want the financial piece to be a reason to not jump in and create some consistent transformation in your life. It's funny to me how many emails I've received from people who are challenged with receiving consistent support. They're afraid to commit. I get it. I get to show up every 2 weeks too. You know, I could be Netflix and chilling right now. We all could, right? So I'm making a commitment too to show up for you and to show up to you and to show up to this sacred space. And for me personally, that will create shifts for me because I'm showing up. So I know that it will create shifts for you. And sometimes I sit with people in private sessions who only come visit me on their birthday. And that's great. I'm honored that someone wants to come and receive a private session as their birthday gift to themselves. That's wonderful. And across the board, 100% of the time, we work on the same thing we worked on the last year, because we only see each other once a year. And it might be at a little different space, but it's the same things that we're working on. Because you don't just do yoga once a year. You don't just go running once and then expect to run a marathon. This is a practice, a consistent practice. And whatever your practices are, yoga or running or gardening or meditation or writing, journaling, art, whatever your personal practices are that help get you in alignment and help you stay in alignment, if you don't have consistency, then you end up on this roller coaster where it feels really good for a little bit and then it crashes. And then, and you know, it can get a little manic and a little bipolar energetically, and it's not consistent. So a consistent practice is what creates shifts that actually last. I would love to be able to tell you that there's a magic pill or that you do it a certain amount of time and then you're done. But that has not been my personal experience. I've been on this path intentionally for 17 plus years. I go sit with someone once a month to do private individual session work to receive, so that I don't have to hold space. Someone is holding space for me and I get to do my work. Over the years, what's really great is that I don't show up in drama and chaos anymore. I don't show up constantly having to deal with, what's the word I'm looking for? Como se dice? I'm not in panic mode, you know? I'm not in crisis. That's the word I'm looking for. I'm not showing up to the sessions in crisis like I did 5 or 10 years ago, because I go sit every month. So now I get to show up and receive a session and go even deeper and do all this really cool, amazing stuff that you can get to once you get out of the inconsistent place and the crisis place and the constantly having to deal with the up and down and the crisis places. When I was younger, I was labeled bipolar, and I had a real fear that if my life got really calm and centered and harmonized, that it would be really boring and that I would lose all my creativity and I would lose my ability to tap in with the realms, and it wouldn't. And I gotta tell you, it's 180 degrees the opposite. It's so much, it's so much nicer. And I actually have more creative access, more access to my creative abilities, more access to my shamanic abilities. Everything is amped up in a positive way because I'm not dealing with drama and crisis all the time, or even once a month, you know. So I still go and sit with someone every month, and it gives me accountability, it gives me consistency, and I get to go to places that I wouldn't necessarily go all by myself, which is really, really great. So that's another reason I wanted to create this online offering. Because I know from personal experience that the consistency is what creates the shifts. Just like if you exercise or do yoga and you see the physical difference, I have a spiritual difference. I have an energetic difference. Actually, my physical has shifted too from doing this work consistently. I eat better. I take better care of myself. I feel better. I emotionally feel better. I have a lot less stress in my life, and so my body is healthier. It's all connected. It's all connected. So if you're doing shamanic journeying work, you're healing your body too. It's not just shamanic journeying work. Everything is connected. Everything's connected. So I've made myself a little list of things to talk about. I'm also feeling challenged in this moment because I drank a green drink about 40 minutes ago, and now I really have to pee. And I've got you all here, and I have to go pee. So what I would really like to do is go to the bathroom so I can focus. We're just going to keep it real. And next time I will not drink a green drink before we start. But I would like to ask one of the people who've done the 4-month training with me to send Beverly a chat, because I want you to tell everybody a little bit about your experience in the training, just to entertain them for about 2 minutes while I go to the bathroom. And that would be either Carrie Lynn or Hannah or who else is on the call. And if you have to pee, this is a great time. Do it.
Okay, so who wants to come in? Do you want to just send me in the chat? Just say me, and then I can let you in. Either Hannah, I think it was, or who would like to come in the chat? Anyone hear me? Hi. I don't know if everyone can hear me. Anybody want to be? Yes, there we go. Okay, Kerry, I'm bringing you in. Just give me a second to find you. Kerry, 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 find you. There you are. Hey. I muted you. There you are.
Hi.
You're on. There we go, girlfriend. So do you want to just have a chat there and just explain a little bit about that, what's been going on for you?
Okay. I did the 4-month mentorship with Bloom. And learned how to set up so this is in person, not virtual. But I'm so excited because now virtually I'm sitting in the mesa that she taught me how to create at the mesa in my own home. And it looks different than hers, but it's been evolving over time. And so it's really special to sit in session with you all. I'm thankful to be here, and I'm definitely feeling Bloom on the consistency piece, how it is, it's like working out or meditating or learning how to ride a bike, right? We've done that as children, but yeah, that piece of building. So I'm happy to be here and be doing this with you guys and getting consistent.
Yay.
So cool. Thank you. Thank you, Kerry.
Yep.
You rock. Thanks, Kerry Lynn. And thank you all for letting me run to the loo real quick. And thanks for sharing that. Yeah, one of the things that they learn in the training is activating your energetic grid. So I was linking each of your energetic grids in with my personal space here. Let's see if you can see my mesa. Let's see if I can do this. I'm not sure. Let's see. My mesa. Ooh, it's a little dark. Hold on, I'm doing this with my laptop. This isn't really working. Beverly, are you able to see?
We got it, I think.
Is it too dark?
But I think we can see it a little bit.
It's a little dark, but I'll do it. I'll turn on some light next time and show you what I got going on my mesa so that you can see what I'm working with and you can work with your mesa as well if you want to create one at home. So one of the things I want to mention is we're going to have fun. I'm going to offer lots of activations. I'm going to help you get in touch with your guides in the realms. And if you're already tapped in with them, let me know. I'll activate more information for you to amp that up. I'm going to turn on some light now because I can tell it's getting too dark. That should be better. I'm going to work out all this stuff. I wanted to be in my healing room, so it's a little dark in here. So I'm going to make sure that you're tapped in with guides and able to shamanic journey on your own. This is one of the basics of the work that we'll be doing, is you need to be able to shamanic journey. You can shamanic journey your own way if you have your own way of doing it, but one of the things I do ask is that you work with a portal door so that you can create energetic clarity. I do not teach energetic protection anymore, because energetic protection is defense, and defense creates resistance, and you simply open yourself up to energies that see that you're being defensive. So anyone who's working with energetic protection will continue to feel attacked. So I work with energetic clarity, and I work with a portal door so that you can have a sense of energetic clarity as you come and go. And a lot of you already know how to journey, but I will walk you through a shamanic journey tonight the way that I do it, so that you have that tool to work with. If you want to continue to practice in between these sessions, go to my YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube and plug in Bloom Post. There are free videos there with cord clearings and shamanic journeying with me singing, but also with Shakalpa and some that I lead. And there's all sorts of free stuff there that you can work with and continue to practice on your own. However much you're able to do between these sessions on your own is great. If you do not have the time and you're not able to do anything, at least you'll be tapping in every 2 weeks here. So please don't turn this into homework. Don't turn it into work. I want this to help push you and motivate you and inspire you. And yes, push you out of your comfort zone. And yes, it should push your buttons and trigger you. And there'll be times when you're just freaking bored. And there'll be times when people in the group get on your nerves, and there'll be times when you don't feel like doing it or you're too tired, and there'll be times when you're really excited. You'll have all those feels. Just explore that. And please don't turn it into another thing that you can't finish. Just have fun with it. Don't turn this into I've got to lose 30 pounds before my wedding in 3 weeks kind of energy, you know? It's not like that. This work is about integrating it into your daily life. It's about bringing this medicine work into your daily life. So the shamanic journeying and the cord clearing and all the different things we're going to do are pieces and tools that you can bring into your daily life every day. Just like Carrie Lynn was saying, she did the training, so she's here on the call, and she's activated her energetic grid. She's working with these things, and she can also continue to work with that and all the other things coming up in her daily life. And this is not just stuff that we do in ceremonial space. It's not just stuff that you do on top of a mountain. It's stuff that you can do while you're at home in your kitchen making food or working with your kids or working with clients or creating art or whatever you're doing. So as we continue throughout this process, tonight is a bit of an introduction and not necessarily diving right into all of it. But as you continue with this process, all I ask is that you make an attempt to integrate it into your daily life. If you're able to sit and do some work every day or every other day, and it's not even work. Work is such a weird word. But do some of the practices and you're enjoying it, go for it. If you turn it into homework, then it's going to suck. That's a technical term, by the way. It's a shamanic term, suck. But really, it'll just feel like a drain, and that's not what we're intending here. I don't mind if it pushes your buttons or triggers you or pushes you out of your comfort zone, but I don't want you to turn it into something that just feels like another thing you have to do. So if you're on this class tonight and then you don't do anything between now and the next class, that's okay. Just show up. Just show up and be present and receive what you receive, because that's what it's about. This mentorship will bring you through initiations. I encourage you to invoke grace and ease in everything that you do and in all of these practices. I encourage you to invoke grace and ease, because even with grace and ease, you can feel like you're getting your butt kicked. But imagine what it would have been if you had not invoked grace and ease. So I always call in grace and ease. But this mentorship is, I'm intending that it will change your life in an amazing way. That's my intention. You can receive or not receive whatever feels good to you. But if we're going to do this, I want to do this 110%. I want to go for it. I want to transform our lives in a consistent, powerful, deep way that lasts. I want you to embody your gifts and your medicine and the things that you're bringing. I want you to figure out what your gifts are. If you're not sure yet, I want you to heal and grow and shift in a way that is just miraculous, because miraculous is our natural state. We've just forgotten. So within the context of this being an initiatory process, if you don't feel triggered or pushed out of your comfort zone, you're probably just not paying attention, because it will start working you. You might have already felt it to start working you, because I have a team that I work with in the realms, which is something that I can teach all of you throughout this process. You can figure out who your healing team, your support team is. And I send my team to people to do the work on my behalf, to support them, bring whatever they're seeking, so that I don't have to constantly be consciously holding space for people, which is a great support for all of my dear empaths out there who take on everybody else's stuff. One of the things I learned to do to level up from simply being an empath and step into role as doing healing work was to work with a team in the realms. These energies in the realms can do things far beyond what I can do or what any of us can do. So my team in the realms, my healing team, as soon as you signed up, started working with you. You may have felt that, you may not. Some of you who've worked with me before probably felt it more than others. So just letting you know to be conscious of that and be aware of that. I do want this to be interactive. I'm looking at my little list here. So once I go through my little list, which I'm just about done, and I will do the Mariposa activation tonight. I got some really cool downloads about that today. What's really neat is I'll get a download about what to do, and then like the day of, Spirit will start downloading more things to share in it. So I'm excited, but I do want this to be interactive. So it's not going to be like this every time where I'm just talking. I like to learn through experience. So I want to walk you through processes and do it with you one-on-one or as a group, so that you're not just simply listening to me talk the whole time. So Beverly, is there anything in the chat that I need to be aware of? Okay, great. For these sessions, and I call them sessions because this isn't really a class, even though you'll be learning things, because class implies that you have a lot of homework in between, and that's not how we're going to work. So I call them mentorship sessions because it's like a healing session, but individual. I encourage you to be somewhere quiet where you won't be disturbed, if possible. Have water to drink so you can stay hydrated. Even if you have to run, go pee in the middle of it like I just had to, it's more important to stay hydrated. That's really important. If you want to take notes, feel free. And I just want to remind you that there are other videos and things available to you in between these processes. So let me see if I have covered everything. Yeah, long-lasting shifts take time. I wrote that down. I should have that across my wall or something. Long-lasting shifts that actually last take time. So that's the premise of this mentorship, is that you don't just, I go and sit with these teachers in Peru and in different places, and we have this amazing experience, but then most people have no clue what to do with it in their daily life. And so that's why I want to have this consistent space where we can do things in our daily life. So I just want to check in to see if anybody has questions. And I also, Natalia, I don't know if you heard me before, but I said happy birthday. I don't know if you were on the line, so happy birthday. And I want to just check in and see if there's any questions before we move forward. And you can either chat and let Beverly know. Scroll to see yourself at top. You're going to have to tell me what the chat says, Beverly.
We're all good in the chat, just a bit of technical problem where we are now. Just so you know. And I've just put a few comments and questions. You are welcome to ask if anything is coming up at any point. I'll put it here. And who is keeping behind me, I'll be waving at you if you have a question in the chat.
Okay. You're still a little wonky with the. Yeah. But you can still hear me okay? Okay, good. So if you have any questions, will you chat to her, please? If you don't have any questions, I'm assuming that you all know what spirit guides are and you all know how to shamanic journey and you're all tapped in with your guides and you've got all that worked out. So if you do not have all that worked out, please comment in the chat bar and let me know. Let's talk about that a little bit. The basics of shamanic journeying, as I understand it and as I've learned over the last two decades, what I've come to realize is that our energy body believes whatever you tell it. So most of us walk around unconsciously telling ourselves, I'm tired, I'm broke, I'm confused, I don't know. That's a big one that people use a lot. I don't know is a checkout phrase. So if you hear yourself saying, I don't know, it means that you're checking out. You want to be aware of that. Even if your child looks at you and asks you a question, you immediately say, I don't know. You want to take a second and tap back in. It doesn't mean, you know, if someone says to me, where are the scissors? I can say, I'm not sure where the scissors are right now, is a completely different present answer than saying, I don't know. So I don't know is a checkout phrase. And I sit with a lot of people who will tell me what's going on in their world, and they'll ask, and they'll tell me what's happening in their life. And then they'll end every phrase with, but I don't know, which lets me know they're starting to check out, which is why they can't get the clarity. So what was the question there? Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to, there's one from Anne and one from Jill. Please speak more about energizing the grid as you do at the beginning of rituals. Do you want me to bring Anne in, or do you want to just answer it? And then also Jill, I'm not connected to guides. I've never shamanic journey. Not sure what to ask.
Can you slow down a little bit when you're talking and say that second one again?
I am not connected to guides. I've never shamanic journey. Mm-hmm. Not sure what to ask in particular. That is from Jill. And Anne is obviously...
I got Anne's. That's perfect. Thank you. Yeah. So Beverly talks really fast because she's from South Africa. She talks like this really fast. So it's okay to just put in the chat bar, Beverly, slow down, and she will. She's like a little, she's a total butterfly that flits around. She's got great energy. But sometimes I have to say, we're Southern, slow down. I cannot understand you. So
one day I'm going to come and have some Kentucky Fried Chicken with you and some sweet tea and some grits.
Yeah, except I don't eat any of that food, but that's all right. So let's talk a little bit about guides first. And Anne, I will get into the energetic grid piece. I have to check in if we're going to get into that tonight. I want to make sure everybody's a little bit more on the same page before we get into energetic grid work, because that's a whole thing. I will go into it. I will share with you all through this process. I just want to kind of try to do things in a particular order so that everybody's on the same page. So connecting in with guides, part of the reason shamanic journeying works, as I was saying, is that your energy body believes what you tell it. So when you go into a shamanic journey and you visualize the journey, your energy body believes that you are physically there having that experience. Your energy body then tells your physical body, this is the amazing experience we just had. Your physical body then creates a vibration out into the multiverse and says, we just had this amazing experience. And then the multiverse responds to that vibration with more of the same. So if you walk around on the planet going, my life sucks, my life, everything's hard, I'm broke, I don't know. Your energy body takes that information in, tells your physical body. Your physical body vibrates that out to the multiverse, and the multiverse gives you back more of what you're putting out. It gives you back exactly what you're putting out. The I don't know, I'm confused, I'm broke, I'm unattractive, no one will love me, I'm confused, I'm scared, whatever it is. And for some reason, humans find it easier to focus on glass half empty than glass half full. So I will have people say to me, I can't imagine things in a shamanic journey, but they really can. They're just afraid to imagine good things. We get really tapped in to a loop, into a groove of focusing on what isn't working instead of what is. And so when you go into a shamanic journey and you connect in with a lion or a bear or an archangel or a goddess or an ancestor or your pet, maybe your pet shows up in the journey and works with you. Maybe Native American ancestors, whatever shows up, your energy body literally believes that's happening. You are creating a vibration that is activating in your body and physically vibrating out to the rest of the universe. So it's really about using your sacred imagination and allowing yourself to create a visual that will support you in letting your energy body believe that you're there. So you really want to use your sacred imagination, and I'll take you through a shamanic journey tonight where you can practice this. Let your imagination make it up. Don't worry about making it up. Don't get caught in the, I feel like I'm making this up, and then doubting yourself. Make it up. All of this is made up. What we're doing now is making things up consciously instead of making things up unconsciously. Because as you start to make things up consciously in your sacred imagination through journeying work, you will begin to have that reflected back to you from the multiverse, and then it becomes your physical reality. And that's how you can create shifts. And it's so simple. It's so simple that everybody wants to make it hard. We want to make it hard. If I said, you know, this will take you 40 years and here's all the things you have to do and it's really, really hard and you could never get it, then everybody would probably believe me that it worked. When it's this simple, people overthink it and they doubt it and they question it and they don't really let it do what it can do. So it really is as simple as shamanic journeying, seeing it in your sacred imagination, connecting in with those energies, and don't worry about making it up. So if you want to connect with something, what I say is I say call it in. And what I mean by call it in is you literally in your heart or out loud say, lion, come be with me in my shamanic journey. You know, ancestor, grandmother, dog I knew as a child, whatever. Come be with me in my journey. And then have a conversation with that being, or ask that being for a gift to support you, and don't worry about if the gift makes sense. So that's the basis of tapping in with your guides. And I start by visualizing some sort of portal door that you can have a sense of closing when you're complete, and stepping into a space that you create in your imagination. I like to work in something that's kind of forested and earthy so that it's nice and grounded. Instead of going into the stars or to the ocean where you get really floaty, we want to be really grounded so that you can do tangible work, so that you can be proactive. There's different ways to journey. You can just lie down and go float into the cosmos and have your experience. There's nothing wrong with that. That's totally fine. That's different than being proactive and doing shamanic journeying work, which is what we're doing in these sessions. We're going to be very intentional about our shamanic journey. We're going to ask questions and receive gifts and create healing and get the guidance that you seek. So you can work with anything that feels good to you. If anything shows up in your journey and doesn't feel good to you, you tell it to leave. It's that simple. If it needs to come back at some point, it will. A lot of times we're afraid of something and it's really an aspect of our power that we're just nervous about. But if you're not ready to look at it, that's okay. You tell it to leave and come back later when you're more feeling stronger and ready to work with it. So that's the basis of working with guides. I'll touch in a little bit on the energetic grid. And also for anybody who wants more support with the basics of connecting with animal totems, plant totems, past life work, journeying. I have a lot of this on my in my book, Shaman's Toolbox, which you can get from Amazon or on Kindle. If you want to get more of the basics, it's a very simple, short, easy book that'll give you the basics and also give you some of my story, how I learned a lot of this, and then practices to use on your own. So I'm just checking to see if Beverly, yeah? Beverly?
And also you've got the Shaman Toolbox, which is actually videos for those of us who don't. So the reading, if someone is wanting to actually have the video of you teaching some of this stuff, you've also got your Shaman Toolbox.
Oh, yeah. If you want to do an actual video training, which is it's an online video training that's recorded, Shaman's Toolbox, Shamanic Training, is also on my website. So the book or the training, depending on which you prefer. The energetic grid is something that I've been working with that I learned about through sitting in plant medicine ceremony. And I was in my plant medicine experience and opened my eyes and I saw the energetic grid that underlies everything. And for me, it was like laser beams in a very like graph paper, very straight lines going across and up and down. That's just how it looks to me. That does not mean it's how it looks to everybody, and that does not mean it's how it looks. It's just how I visualized it. So, and it was all lit up in green and activated like laser beams, and it was the underpinning of everything that we experience. So you see me, Bloom, sitting here on your video screen, and that's what you're connecting with. But underneath that, that's really just the program that you're talking to. And underneath the program is the energetic grid. So it's kind of like those old school Star Trek TV shows where they would have that big room that was the black and white grid, and they would pop in an 8-track or whatever they had back then, and you know, some other place would pop up. It's like that. There's an energetic grid that underlies everything, and if you want to actually create shifts at a deeper level outside of the story and outside of attachment to story and start stepping out of the programming, then you work with the energetic grid. I visualize it, as I said, just straight lines up and down and across, and they're lit up like green laser beams, but however you visualize it is perfect. And if you want, we can do a little bit of that tonight. That's something that I teach in the trainings. It's a little bit more advanced, but you can definitely work with the basics of it. We can try a little bit of that tonight. I want to do the Mariposa activation. I don't know what time it is. Okay, yeah, it's almost 8:00. So before I do that, one of the things I'd like for you to bring to the next, and this was an introduction, and I'm just giving you some of the basics to get started. And at the next one, I want you to come with questions, and I want you to come with things that you want to work on. I'm totally fine with talking throughout this first one, but I want to get other people on the screen and start interacting with you. And I get that some of you might be shy or might be nervous, and maybe you're not prepared to do that, and that's totally fine. Please don't feel pressured at all. But for those of you who have worked with me before, maybe you don't feel as intimidated, I would really like to do some interactive work. I don't mind teaching like this. At the same time, if we do every session like this, I think you'll get a little bored, and I don't want to talk this much. So I want to be more interactive next time if you all are open to it. Everybody's okay with that? So bring your intentions. If you want to share your intentions in the Facebook group, any intentions that feel comfortable to you, please do, because then the people in the group can hold space for you. And you can also be holding space for them. And one of the beautiful things is that you'll realize you're all working on the same thing. You just have different stories around it. You have different ideas about it. You have different goals at the end of it. But having sat with clients for probably, I don't even know how long now, 13, 14, 15 years, we're all choosing and seeking to manifest the same exact things. They just look different. But the underlying processes and the underlying desires and the underlying challenges and the core wounds and the shadow work is very much the same. So as you share your intentions, either here in this virtual space, or if you want to share them in the private Facebook group that only we can see, you'll start realizing that your stories and your challenges and your insecurities and your shadow stuff is everybody else's too. We just don't talk about it because it's not really the face that people want to put forward. Everybody wants to put forward their happy, everything's working face. And or verbally vomit a bunch of drama. That's not what we're doing either. We're really finding the place to hold space for each other and work with this healing. So in the Facebook group, I would ask that you keep it private, meaning don't share it with anybody else that's not in the group. Don't share with them what you read in the group. I want that to be a safe, sacred space for those who are sharing. I also ask that you not go in there and just whine and spiral out into drama. If you have challenges, that's totally fine, but it's not a place to be going to counseling. You have a counselor for that. It's a place to share, and if you want support, you say, could you all send energetic support? Because I want people to feel safe to share, but I also don't want other people to feel like we're verbally vomiting on each other, if you know what I mean by that. And I also want it to be a space that's free of advertising. It's really just for this group. I don't want us advertising events and things that are going on. It's a sacred space where you can share and honor each other and hold space for each other. And if you want to Facebook friend each other and get to know what each other are doing, that's totally fine. And if you have any questions about that, just post it in the Facebook group. And if you have questions and things that you want to talk about in a couple weeks when we connect, post that in the Facebook group. If there are certain activations or initiations or shamanic journeys that you'd like to experience, post it in the Facebook group. I'm open. All sorts of activations are available, so we'll keep doing that. This isn't the only night I'll offer an activation. We'll do it as often as you'd like. But what I would ask you to do over the next 2 weeks is sit with your intentions. And I want you to write those intentions down if you haven't already. And what'll happen is you'll start monkey minding yourself and figuring out why none of those intentions can work. I don't have the time. I don't have the money. I don't have the whatever. So once you've gone through your little monkey mind moment, that's totally fine. I understand. We all do it. But once you've got them written down and you've gone through your monkey mind moment, then I want you to write down even bigger intentions that you absolutely think could never happen in the next 6 months. We did this at a tobacco ceremony a few weeks ago. I think some of the students on this call were there. And it was all about, here's my intentions, and now let's take them to the next level. Because those next level intentions are where I intend to go with you. This is just an introduction. We are barely scratching the surface right now. So go ahead and set your intentions that feel good and comfortable. Have your monkey mind moment if you need to. And then I want you to set your holy poop, these could never happen in 6 months intentions. And also, if you all have issues with me cursing, post it on the Facebook page, because normally I would say holy shit, but I don't want to offend anybody. But at the same time, we need to laugh at this. We need to have some fun. But if it's truly offensive to anybody, let me know, because I'm fine with saying holy poop. Holy poop is fine. But I want you to make a list of those holy poop intentions. I kind of like that word, holy poop. And those are the intentions I want you to bring. The intentions that you really don't feel like could shift in the next 6 months, or you absolutely don't see how they could, that's what we're going to shift in the next 6 months. Let's level up. Let's level up. Let's take this to the next level, because I'm ready to go there. And my team is going to be working on you consistently through this process, my team in the realms. And I'll tell you a little bit about them next time. Maybe I'll post it in the Facebook group. I've got a couple students. I've got a few students on this mentorship, and they will be able to answer questions in that Facebook private group as well. And anything they can't answer, I can answer. So you've got a lot of opportunity to connect in with people. So any last minute questions, Beverly, before we do the activation? Okay. So next time, I'll do a little, my thing froze up. Are we still working? Hopefully we're still working. I guess I should just keep talking. I'm just going to keep talking. Beverly, would you WhatsApp me and let me know that it's still working? Mine froze up. So next time I want you to come with questions. Yes, it's still working. Okay. Mine's frozen. I'm just going to ignore it and keep talking. I want you to come with questions, and I want you to come with intentions. The intentions you don't necessarily have to share, but I definitely want you to bring questions, and I'd love for you to bring things that you want to work on. If you've got an ex-boyfriend that you cannot seem to get him out of your energetic field, let's clear it together, because you're not the only one who's got the ex-boyfriend or the ex-lover or the ex-something in their energetic field that they need support clearing it out. So, and that might seem like a silly example, but I actually work with that with people quite a bit. If you've got some stuff with your parents you want to clear, or your family lineage, if you're having challenges at work, anything that you feel comfortable bringing, that's what I want to work on next time, so that it's less of a training and just talking and training call, and more of an interactive. I want to have a blend of interactive and training. So I'm trusting that this is still working. So let me check the time. Great. Breathe into your bellies, and let's do some Mariposa activation. And Beverly, will you text me again that it's still working? Good. I'm glad it's good. Mine is completely frozen up, and there's just a big picture of me going, which is fine. That's totally fine. I'll just ignore it. So mariposa is butterfly. I want you to breathe into your belly and go ahead and get comfortable. If you want to lie down, that's totally fine. You're welcome to lie down. If you want to turn off your video so that you're not distracted and just have audio, that's fine too. Just take a moment and breathe into your belly, and thank you all for your patience with all the little logistics that we're working out tonight. We're just going to work out the kinks so that in 2 weeks when we gather again, all of these logistical kinks will be worked out. Just breathe into your belly, ground your energy. Just imagine yourself like a tree with roots going down into the earth. Just let those roots sink into the earth. And allow yourself to receive the support of Pachamama. And let the earth flow energy up into you like a great tree. And any stuck energy, in the Andes it's called hucha. So any stuck energy, any hucha, any energy that doesn't feel good, just allow that to flow down into the earth through the roots of your great tree self and into Pachamama. And breathe into your belly. And in your sacred imagination, I want you to visualize some sort of portal door. Just keep it simple. Don't overthink it. Something that you can simply have a sense of stepping through and coming back and closing when we're complete. And allow yourself to step through that doorway and into a sacred space that you create. And just take a moment and look around and see what's there, what kinds of trees are there. What kinds of plants or flowers get your attention? Are there stones or water? And if you've come into a sacred space that is not outside, then step outside and connect with the earth in that sacred space. And just take a moment and connect with your guides. And if you're not sure who your guides are, just look to see what animals are there. Or invite in some animals you would like to work with. Invite in some ancestors or some archangels, whatever feels good to you and resonant for you. I want each of you to take a moment and ask at least one of your guides to give you a gift that will support you throughout this mentorship journey. Don't worry about if it makes sense. If you're not sure what to do with the gift, just bring it into your heart. Breathe into your belly. And even if you just have one guide right now, that's perfect. Just allow your sacred imagination to really create a visual. Go ahead and make it up if you need to, of your sacred space and your guide. And I want you to invite in butterfly, mariposa. However you see butterfly is perfect. And allow yourself to really create a visual. See the colors, the wings, the antennas, its body. Really allow yourself to see the visual of that butterfly. And ask it to come close. And you might even see it having more of an anthropomorphized human form as well. The spirit of butterfly, mariposa. And ask butterfly to give you a gift. Bring it into your heart. Something that will support you right now on your journey. Once you received your gift, I want you to ask Mariposa to surround you with its wings, to get big enough to surround your whole body. And feel yourself enveloped in the wings of butterfly. And breathe deeply into your belly and infuse into butterfly, become one with butterfly. And feel that activate your body, and your third eye is activated. And allow yourself to feel your wings open. And allow yourself to fly as butterfly, seeing the world from that perspective. And find a beautiful flower and sink your face into that flower and see that flower from the perspective of butterfly. How magical that is. That nectar, and allow yourself to receive that sweet nectar with the intention of bringing the sweet nectar of life into your body so that you embody the sweetness, the nectar of life. And just let butterfly take you on a journey wherever you'd like to go. Mariposa, mariposa, mariposa. Mariposa medicina, Mariposa. Mariposa medicina, Mariposa. Limpia, limpia, Mariposa, Limpiara mariposa mariri. Medicina mariposa mariri. Mariposa mariposa mariri. Mariposa mariposa mariri. Mariposa, 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 mariposa. Intiara medicina, mariposa. Niente arona rasina marili. Limpia, limpia, marasina, maridi. Limpia, limpia, marasina, maridi. Mariposa, mariposa, maridi. Mariposa, mariposa, maridi. Mariposa, 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 mariposa. Abuela, abuela, ancestor mariposa. Abuela, abuela, ancestor mariposa. Abuela, abuela, ancestor mariposa. Mariposa, please be with each person in the sacred space. Activate their energetic grid, activate their journey with your good medicine. Thank you, Mariposa. Thank you, Butterfly. Thank you for your powerful medicine of transformation, rebirth, renewal. May we embrace this first phase of the butterfly. We are just little larvae, little eggs, just starting out together in our beautiful, powerful journey of transformation together. Abuela Mariposa, please energize and activate the sacred circle, bringing each of these participants together as a ceremonial group, as brothers and sisters walking this journey together, energetically connected without attachment. Honoring each other, holding each other in a compassionate space. Thank you, Butterfly, for what we will learn from you over our time together. Thank you for being our guide and our teacher. And I ask you, Abuela Mariposa, please, please be a teacher for each person on this mentorship journey. And I encourage each of you to ask Abuela, Grandmother Butterfly, to be your teacher. Let her know that you're willing and open and receptive. Let her know that you are ready, that you are ready to transform. And breathe into your bellies. And reconnect with your wings and your sacred butterfly medicine, and reconnect with your guides. And feel free to bring your guides and bring your wings with you. After you tell everybody thank you, feel free to invite them to step through your portal door and connect with you right where you sit or lie down. Really feel yourself coming back into your body, still with your butterfly wings, still with your guides. And when you're ready, you can close the portal door behind you. Breathe into your belly. And just take your time. If you want to stay with the journey as we close up the space, you can. And if you want to open your eyes and complete your journey, you're welcome to do that too. I want to thank each of you for being here. Thank you for making this commitment to yourself, to your transformation, to your journey. Because this is about you. You have set the intention and you have set into motion that you are ready. And I am grateful for each of you, the medicine that you bring, the gifts that you bring. Even if you don't speak into this virtual realm, your gifts and your energy and your vibration are here, and they feed the ceremonial fire at which we sit together. So thank you. Thank you for showing up for yourself, for your life, for your journey. I give thanks for all of the beautiful support that has been here to assist us this evening and that will continue to assist you over the next 2 weeks until I see you on the 28th, once again in this beautiful virtual realm, allowing the energetic link to my Mesa to stay open. If you would like to connect your altar or your Mesa to my Mesa to stay energetically connected, you are welcome to do so. Closing the ceremonial sacred space with grace and ease. While we remain in medicine world, my team will continue to support you throughout this process, and I look forward to connecting with you on the Facebook group. And thank you so much for your patience as we work through the kinks on this first session together. My screen is still completely frozen. So I trust that you are all receiving this, and I just thank you so much for being here. And if you have any questions as far as logistics, you can email me and I will forward it to Beverly. If you have any questions as far as the shamanic piece, then feel free to put those in the Facebook group, that you will find the link in the email that you received. And just email me at bloom@bloompost.com if you didn't get an email, but I'm trusting that you all did. That was really beautiful, Grandmother Butterfly Medicine. I really appreciate that teacher being with us, and she'll be with us throughout this process. So feel free to shamanic journey and continue to connect with her. I ran a little long tonight because we started a little late waiting for everybody to get here. So thank you so much. Pure thought, pure speech, pure heart. Mwah. Have a beautiful night. Beverly, I'll let you take over from here because my screen is frozen and I can't see or hear anything.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Here we go. Thank you, everyone. So, we'll see you next week. Obviously, the screen is
frozen. In 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
Sorry. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. 2 weeks. So, So thank you. I've got Kiri saying thanks, y'all. Thank you. Laura saying thanks, Bloom. Anna's saying thank you, Bloom. I'm going to take everyone off mute. You can all say thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you all. Mwah. Happy birthday, Natalia.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thanks. Thank you.
Bill says thanks from me too. Marie says thank you. Jordan says mahalo all. Thank you.
I'm gonna have to restart my computer, so I'm gonna tell everybody good night and turn my computer off. Totally wonked out. All I can see is me, a picture of me.